This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Ballots are still being counted from yesterday's statewide primary. Turnout clearly broke records. More than 1.5 million ballots have been processed so far. That's 45% of active voters, or a 7-point increase over the 2018 primary. Unaffiliated voters chose Democratic candidates by a margin of 2-1. Political groups are trying to get 19 separate initiatives onto the November ballot, but a major surprise today could disrupt those plans. CPR's Andrew Kinney explains.
It takes signatures from tens of thousands of Colorado residents to put a question before voters during an election. Last month, Governor Jared Polis offered some relief to political campaigners in the state. He said that campaigns could collect those signatures by mail or by email instead of sending out signature collectors during a pandemic. That's not an option anymore. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Polis's executive order had violated the state constitution, which sets some of the rules for signature gathering. Now, campaigns for tax changes, a paid leave program, and other issues will rush to collect signatures the old-fashioned way. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Officials say only three people at the Weld County Jail tested positive for COVID-19 during a second round of testing, whereas 23 tested positive in early June. Officials say they tested nearly 400 people in late June. The three inmates with positive tests have been separated from the rest of the jail population. 84 degrees in Denver, it's 73 in Vail, 89 in Pueblo. This is CPR.